I'd like to call the meeting back to order. And we have old and new business discussion of NR1 and NR3 districts. Density
so
and dimensional.
I'm getting ready to throw a whole lot of information out to you that I've been wanting to for a while. But actually, I have a zoning regulation and subdivision regulation amendment proposed for May 8th. Do you need to close that door, George?
I can ask Ron to do it.
Hey, Ron. Shut the door, please. Thank you.
Okay, so I've been thinking about this Branson Cove, Rocky Shores, and looking at our density and NR and R in condominium versus lots. And I came up with some stuff that kind of surprised me. But in our current NR zoning district, single family homes, and that's all we have to go by. So that's the density. If you have so many acres, you divide it by 8,000. If you're going to lot off a subdivision, you can only have a lot that's 8,000 square feet. But if we put in the wording condominium platted or some other verbiage, and I've worked on this all day, I'm going to show you where I really think we should be at 12,000 square feet per unit. Now, individual single family homes that were condominium in NR, which they can have, would still could do a lot of 8,000 square feet. But if they're nightly rental under this NR zoning district. So how I got to this, if you had 500,000 square feet, which is similar to Branson Cove, and this is how we did it, we just divided their square footage by 8,000 square feet. He could put 62 condominium house units in that parcel, which is roughly close to 11 acres. If you take, and I took some subdivisions, I measured out the roads and did a bunch of math. So if you take out 150,000 square feet, which are your road right-of-ways that have to be 50 feet wide, that leaves you with 350,000 square feet. You divide it by 8,000, that's your lots. You can only get 43 lots. On that 11 acres, you could only get 43 homes. As our current regs read, he could put 62 condominium-style homes on that parcel because they don't plat roads. I don't have any verbiage in there that says condominium platted. That's where I'm wanting to go from the 8,000 square feet per condominium platted home to 12,000 square feet for a condominium platted home, from 8,000 square feet for a lotted subdivision. Have I lost everybody?
No.
Okay. So here, and I just kind of did some math. If you divided it by, you know, if you had 10,000 square feet per condo unit, it'd allow 50 units. This 12,000 square feet was the closest, which I've got some examples, which is going to show that's some areas in the county that show that. Question, George?
Are we doing this because you think our density is
too heavy
right now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, the condominiums are going to be 2, 3, 4 stories tall. And single-family homes are
but this is this. Well,
now, well, not anymore. Not anymore.
Yeah, Branson Creek's a condominium. Those duplexes are condominium platted. Yeah. Every Branson Cove house is condominium platted.
Okay, yeah. I got you now.
Yeah. So right now I'm talking condominium platted, whether it's a single-family home, a duplex, a triplex, a fourplex.
I got you.
Or a condominium apartment type building. Yeah.
So when it comes to single family units, I mean, they're just building these things 4 stories tall to get 8 or 10 bedrooms in them. Uh-huh. That's another way to address density other than just square footage. I mean,
height or bedrooms or?
Yeah, bedrooms. There's a million ways to address density other than just square footage. What you're talking about is really good.
Mm-hmm. You got a point, because if it's a unit, it's a unit. It may be a 2-bedroom unit or a 10-bedroom.
Yeah, they take 8,000. Let's just go up. Mm-hmm. And I mean, to me, it seems like we could put some kind of restrictions on the number of bedrooms or on some formula.
Mm-hmm. Occupants.
Occupants. Yeah. I mean, to me, that's one of the most unsightly things, is you pack them in side by side, and then they go up four floors to get eight bedrooms, and it's unsightly, it's probably unsafe, it's probably a lot
of course, to me, we need yours and this, because...
Yes, I agree.
On a lotted subdivision, you can only do 43 of those four-story homes, which might be fine because you're going to have enough parking and everything. But if you don't change this, you're going to be able to do 62 of the reduced size. You're going to get way more.
See what I mean?
I think we need both.
I think you should do both. Uh-huh. I think so.
I haven't done any thinking about the direction of the number of bedrooms and et cetera. Which I got a whole lot more of this. We'll just dive in this as long as we can stand it. So here's our current minimum lot area and our zoning regulations. So you have individual single family dwellings, 8,000 square foot lot. Individual duplex served by central. It's all sewer because septic's 2 acres. 8,000 square feet or 4,000 per dwelling unit. It's the same. You can put a duplex on a house lot or a house on a house lot. I never have liked that, but I haven't brought it to you to change. So a triplex, your lot would have to be 9,000 square feet. Or now, you would divide it by 9,000, see how many triplexes you could put on a parcel. Fourplex, it's 10,000 square feet, and then your big apartment-type dwelling building units is 2,000 square feet per dwelling unit. And that's talking about per apartment. These are our current regs. So what I'm proposing, again, remember this is all NR1 and NR3. These are only our nightly rental districts. This is how our nightly rental district density reads, exactly like our districts. So I would add some verbiage. This might not be right, but individual single family nightly rental condominium. Dwelling, which means a house. So we'd add that nightly rental condominium, or we could add condominium platted. So from the 8,000 to 12,000, that brings it equal to the number of lots. And I've got some examples below to where like a duplex, that we should change it from 8,000 to 16,000, because you can split a duplex with a zero lot line, which would be 4,000, 4,000, you couldn't split it, so you need 16,000. Why are we allowing duplexes on the same size lot as a house? It needs to be twice as big. But again, you would just take the area of property, if it's 500,000 square feet, divide it by 12,000, because that's your density, and that would equal how many single family homes you could do if you lotted that same parcel.
So you would go from 5 homes to 3 per acre based on that?
That's all you can get if you plat that same parcel. But in nightly rental, again, I'm talking nightly rental.
No, but in nightly rental, if it's 8,000 square feet, you could build 5, right? In an acre of property. And what you're proposing is you would get 3 at 12,000, right?
Yes. So currently, you can build as many nightly rental in a parcel, condominium style platted, as you can divide by 8,000 square feet. You're not taking out for the road right-of-ways or anything.
Well, how about the size of the nightly rentals that you're building?
Well, that's going to be
the next phase. If you vary in size, is that going to make it vary on the other part?
That we need to add it on as secondary, too. Because I agree, they'll find a way to get around it.
Oh, yeah, they're going to circle the wagons.
Because originally, I didn't do a lot of changing about the threeplexes and fourplexes, but then I said, well, they'll just condominium out and do fourplexes. So anyway, it'd be 36,000 for a triplex and 48,000 square feet. These numbers over here get you to equal to lotting that parcel.
Well, let me ask you this. Is this causing a current problem other than putting too many people in the WAD?
Well, you put too many people in the WAD because you built so many houses.
Well, I understand that, but is it a problem now?
Oh, yeah. Ransom code, okay, well, call after call, lawsuits.
Go out there, so I don't know. You're addressing a problem.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, another part of the problem is, I mean, you need to go, Dave. It's just bizarre. Mm-hmm. They're just jammed in there, just boom, 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 boom.
Where was that? Well, those people of Walling Shade don't know that.
Yeah. I mean, have you...
So is this an issue, Randy?
Kimberly City.
Chateau Cove.
No,
it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I just think that's just it's a blight on our area. And until we
Well, it's already blighted the Lake of the Ozarks. We all know that.
Right.
The other thing that I don't know how we address this, and I don't know if this has anything to do with our venue anyway, is making these people have some level of landscaping and green space. I mean, it needs to look decent. They get to go out there and jam. They're making tens of millions of dollars. They slap them up as fast as they can, and they sell them, and they're gone. And then there's somebody else's problem, like an HOA.
But there's some people. Rick Persinger said once, I was famous for a saying I had back on that, not everybody that lives in Taney County wants to own an 18-horse riding board. And my point is, not everybody wants any maintenance or anything to do with the outside. But I understand the problem.
But your density reduction would allow more areas to be able to do that. I don't know our preview of being able to get there. So let me keep on going because we're getting lots of... So here's how I got to these numbers. Branson Creek. So I took the pond out, but I just measured all around those duplexes. I went ahead and left this pond in, an area of green space. Of course, it's R2 for duplexes. But you take the square footage, the number of duplexes... And there's 24,500 square feet per duplex, or 12,250 per unit. So that's where I ended up with the 12,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Plus, that number equaled getting to the same number of units as if you lotted that parcel. So I couldn't find any triplexes very good, but there are some fourplexes out here at Emerald Point, down at the very end. So there's 172,000 square feet. You see how I've drawn around it. And there's a little duplex down here, so I counted it as a half. So that's 7,850 per unit, and that's almost 8,000. So there's four. So that's where I continued. That 12,000 per unit just kept popping up. So 48,000 square feet. And that's what this one almost equals. This one's at 31,400. But again, I'm talking, if you look at this, and I did it and I don't have it here, but we'd need 100 and I don't know how much parking, but is there going to be sufficient parking if these are 5, 6, 7 bedroom units?
No way.
So now we need the space. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the triplex, again, 12,000, it'd be 36,000 square feet. So you go out to the Majestics, which is the condo building that George was thinking about. There's 400,000, 600 square feet. And I took these out because they're building just single units here. And I have had lots of parking issues out there. They built these garages, which I thought were awesome. Well, all the people up here are renting the garages, so these people down here... Oh, yeah, I mean, thank Dan for that. Whoever can spend the money for the garages. Yeah.
Mercy.
So anyway, it's 3,500 square feet per unit. And some of these are nightly. I guess Dan does nightly rental in this part right here. He doesn't allow anybody else to do it. Another one was Thousand Hills. So there's 805,000 square feet. There's 175 units in this area that I've gone, and it's 4,573 square feet per unit. So right now, in NR3, in these type of buildings, you can put one unit per 2,000 square feet. And my recommendation is to go up to 5,000 square feet for nightly rental.
Even if they're stacked above each other?